Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some Saturday high school sports. A bit of wrestling in the area, some wrestling invitational tournaments. The Coach Riley Invitational on the weekend held in Greenfield saw Van Meter Earlham win the team title. ACGC was second with 115 points. AHSTW was third with 99.5. Clarinda had 99. Couple of champs from Bedford Lennox, Drew Van Tiger at 160 and Chance Stroh at 220. Nottoway Valley had a champ. Elliot Cooney at 106 was the titleist, and Gabe Pauly of AHSTW wins the 182-pound title. Also up in Harlan, the Dan Hill Invitational saw Logan Magnolia win the championship with the 240 team point total. Harlan was 209, Glenwood 175. Gretna and Winterset round out the top five. Also, The Logan Magnolia team had five different champions in that event. Sean Thompson wins at 106. Hagen Heistad at 113. Brady Thompson at 120. Briar Rice at 126. And Chase McGuire at 160. Also, Brett Maurer of Glenwood wins the 182-pound total. Cole Mayberry took the 195 title for Glenwood. Harlan had a champ with Joseph Arkfeld winning at 220. And actually had two champs, Derek Wire was a champ at 285 on Saturday. Also, the Bob Murphy Invitational at West Delaware. Red Oak had a sixth-place finish. They had 140 points. West Delaware won the team championship. Tigers had four wrestlers place in the finals, with Cam Vanderhoff winning at 138. Justin McCunn wins at 160 pounds. Jonathan Earp at 113 and Thomas Bentley at 195. Both were runners-up in that meet on Saturday. Also, at the Trainer Invitational, Underwood was the championship team with 269.5 points. Trainer with 186.5 was the runner-up. Panorama with 164 placing third. Underwood had a bunch of team individual champions as well. Stevie Barnes at 113, Weston Allen at 120, Nick Stevens at 126, Logan James at 132, Nick Hamilton at 138, Blake Thompson at 145, and Michael Baker at 160 all took home titles. Trainer had Dawson Goss at 106 and Corey Coleman at 195 win championships on Saturday as well. Also at the Pekin Invitational, Riverside had 115.5 points wrestling in that event. They finished in behind Albia, Davis County, and Pekin. They were in fourth place in that tourney. They had one champion, Jace Rose, wins the 113-pound title, and then three other wrestlers placed second. Mick Schroeder at 106, Nolan Moore at 126, and Gabe Smith at 138. All were runners-up Saturday for Riverside. Well, for the third time in 6 years, the Iowa Hawkeyes are headed to the Outback Bowl. The Hawkeyes will take on 18th-ranked Mississippi State on New Year's Day in Tampa.
We know, at least a lot of the guys on the coaching staff know firsthand, a lot of our older players know what a great experience it is. So it's nice to go somewhere knowing that we're going to have a tremendous opportunity to have a good experience outside of the football part of things, and then the football's a given. You know, anytime we've played there, we've played a really good opponent, and this will be another one of those matchups.
It was the sixth time overall that Ferentz will have led the Hawkeyes to the Outback Bowl. The first time was in 2003.
And obviously, they've got a great venue to help host a bowl game, so that part's outstanding. Yeah, the other part is you always play a top-notch SEC opponent, and that's going to be the case here as well.
Hawkeyes will not be spending as many days at the bowl site. They'll leave for Tampa the day after Christmas.
And a big part of that is the building we're in right now. This just allows us an operation that's very comfortable, and what we can't duplicate is the weather, obviously, at Florida in Iowa City. But you know, everything else, I think we have a good chance to operate out of here, and the guys are comfortable. They're sleeping in their own beds, that type of deal, and instead of being in a hotel for 9 or 10 days. So I think we're comfortable with the plan.
Iowa getting a New Year's Day bowl this year. January 1st, that's an 11 a.m. kickoff from Tampa. Iowa State is headed to the Alamo Bowl. The Cyclones will play 12th-ranked Washington State, and then the game at San Antonio on December 28th.
You know, it's another really positive step forward, I think, for this football program. You know, first-class bowl, opportunity to play a big-time opponent, and opportunity for this football program to continue the trend in the direction it's gone.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. The Alamo chose the Cyclones over 16th-ranked West Virginia.
You know, we beat West Virginia, and so I think that part really positive, and I certainly think this is a football team that has continued to grow really all season long. And so a young team that just continues to mature, and you know, great for our team, great that we get a lot more practice, and great that we get another opportunity to play a great opponent.
Cyclones finished the regular season 8 and 4 after holding off an upset bid by Drake for a 27-24 win Saturday.
What this group has really done all year has been really impressive. I mean, if you think what this team's had to overcome, the adversity that really hit it, I think we've probably dealt with maybe every adverse situation really known to mankind, and we've been able to overcome, and the credit cannot go to anybody but those kids inside that locker room. I mean, they've been nothing short of incredible.
That's a December 28th game with an 8 o'clock kickoff for Iowa State. Oklahoma proved to be the biggest winner of Saturday's conference championship games. The Sooners have landed the fourth spot in the CFP rankings and will take on Alabama in the national semifinals. Oklahoma got in following its win over Texas in the Big 12 title game, and Georgia's lost to the Crimson Tide in the SEC championship game. The second semifinal will have number 2 Clemson against number 3 Notre Dame. The Tigers held their place in the rankings with a lopsided win against Pittsburgh in the ACC title game. If Alabama and Clemson win their semifinals, they would meet in a playoff for the fourth straight season and play for the national title for the third time in 4 years. The top 4 in the AP College football poll mirrors the CFP rankings. Fifth-ranked Ohio State is followed by Georgia, UCF, Michigan, Washington, and Florida. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will have surgery on his right ankle, and he's expected to need 2 weeks to recover. Crimson Tide coach Nick Saban tells ESPN that Tagovailoa has a high ankle sprain and will have it scoped. He says recovery time for most of his players for this procedure has typically been a 2-week deal. Saban is hoping Tagovailoa will be back by the time the number 1 Alabama starts practice for the Orange Bowl semifinal game against number 4 Oklahoma on December 29th. Bill Snyder is retiring as coach of Kansas State, ending his 3-decade relationship with the program that included 27 years on the sideline, interrupted by a brief retirement. The 79-year-old Snyder decided to step away Sunday, a day after the Wildcats finished a 5-7 season with a disheartening loss to Iowa State that eliminated them from bowl eligibility. Michigan receivers coach Jim McElwain has been named head coach at Central Michigan. He replaces John Bonamigo, who went 1-11 in his fourth season after taking the Chippewas to 3 straight bowl games. Southern Mississippi, Louisiana Monroe, Miami of Ohio, and Wyoming are bowl eligible, but they'll all be home for the postseason. The 39 bowl games didn't have enough spots to accommodate all 82 eligible teams this year. In the NFL yesterday, the Chiefs are an AFC best 10-2 after Patrick Mahomes threw for 295 yards and 4 more touchdowns in a 40-33 shootout win over the Raiders in Oakland. He connected on 2 short touchdown passes to Travis Kelce in the first half and joined Peyton Manning and Tom Brady to throw for 40 touchdowns through 12 games. Spencer Ware ran for 47 yards and a score in his first start since Kansas City released running back Kareem Hunt over his assault of a woman in February. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, the New York Giants beat Chicago in overtime 30-27. Baltimore downed Atlanta 26-16. Arizona over Green Bay 20-17. The LA Rams beat Detroit 30-16. Denver beat Cincinnati 24-10. Miami over Buffalo 21-17. Houston beat Cleveland 29-13. Tampa Bay downing Carolina 24-17. Jacksonville blanking Indianapolis 6-0. Tennessee over the New York Jets 26-22. Seattle outscored San Francisco 43-16, New England over Minnesota 24-10, and the Chargers beat Pittsburgh 33-30. Tonight, Washington is at Philadelphia. A 20-17 home loss to the lowly Cardinals has prompted the Packers to make a coaching change. Mike McCarthy's been fired, with the team in serious danger of missing the playoffs for the second straight year. Offensive coordinator Joe Philbin was promoted to interim head coach. The 2016 Packers opened 4-6 but won 8 straight to reach the NFC Championship game, but the team was 7-9 last year and they've fallen to 4-7-1 this season. Packers president Mark Murphy issued a statement saying the 2018 season has not lived up to the expectations and standards of the Green Bay Packers. Iowa State is getting closer to full strength as the Cyclones get set to host North Dakota State tonight in Hilton Coliseum. Sophomore Cam Lard and senior Zoran Talley return. Both were suspended by coach Steve Prohm for the first month of the season.
You know, I just think the biggest thing is, you know, for our whole team, can we be selfless? Can we play for Iowa State? And can we play the right way? And if we're about the right things, whether we have 8 guys or we have 12 guys, you know, we're going to continue to grow.
Prohm isn't sure how the addition of 2 front court players will affect their rotation.
The way we're playing right now from a standpoint of playing small at times has been really good. But obviously Cameron's a guy that can step in and help us, and Zoran brings some things to the table. And so, you know, we'll work those guys in and I think they'll be able to really help us. And as everybody continues to buy in and be about the right things, then everything will work out.
And again, that game is set for tonight, and that will be a contest in Ames. Sixth-ranked Tennessee cruised to victory, and it's tune-up for next Sunday's showdown against top-ranked Gonzaga in the Jerry Colangelo Classic at Phoenix. Admiral Schofield scored 16 points, and the Volunteers go to 6-1 with a 79-51 trouncing of Texas A&M Corpus Christi. The other top 25 team in action, number 16 Ohio State, opened its Big Ten schedule by clobbering Minnesota 79-59. And women's college hoops, Megan Gustafson scored 32 points with 12 rebounds, and number 14 Iowa rolled past Robert Morris 92-63 on Sunday. And Bridget Carleton scored 24 points to move into Iowa State's top 10. Kristen Scott added a career-high 21, and the number 23 Cyclones turned back to Arkansas 91-82 on Sunday as part of the SEC Big 12 Women's Challenge. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.